Our genetics are a digital instruction set. So I've been perpetually perplexed since the very first day we met. I want to comprehend your output, but I cannot process you. Your syntactic representation has left me without a clue. Everything in life is analog shades of gray, but in the discrete world of computation, or the analogous world of computation, you're discrete all the way. The basis for all information will be described in a bit. Your hot and cold disposition makes me feel like moaning. I like counting powers of two. When I get enough, I'll quit. Our love is exponential. It just keeps on growing. The multitude of combinations of your on-off switches, are these combinations really safe? I'll overlook your glitches. One byte has 8 bits, 256 values is copacetic. Wax off, waxing on, this byte's a bit poetic. It's so hectic with your flood of details, I'm afraid I'll sink. So I'll hope and I'll pray till my brain is on the brink. But there's a logical explanation in my mind. Though sometimes the right 4-byte words are hard to find. When I look inside my computer brain, it's hard to understand the design. But I'd love to build a computational device to represent thoughts like mine. I feel a magic spark between you and me. I call it love, but they call it static electricity. I am shocked by your dynamicism. Your changing ways aren't static. I drew the line with geometry. Love takes a different tactic. And or not, they help a lot to build up Boolean expressions. These three operations combine for my Boolean function obsession. Functions as a condition to control your algorithmic duty. Also will help me build you up in my mind and build your circuitry. A truth table with each output so I can lubricate my robot. This table of truth takes more grease than a bucket of chicken. Not... Parentheses will disambiguate what I mean and unconfound it out loud. My continuous love is not discreet, no ands, ifs, buts about it. My parody may seem odd, but my self-reflection never halts. The statement is not false. My love for you is not logical. I hope this song's pedagogical. My true love will not toggle, but if you kiss a prince turned frog, it will. There's a time and place for logical thought formation. But in my form of love, I love my information. Love conquers all obstacles, but logic gives me good vibrations. But there's a logical explanation in my mind. So sometimes the right 4-byte words are hard to find. When I look inside my computer, it's hard to understand the design. But I'd love to build a computational device to represent thoughts like mine. Transistor, you're not my sister, call me mister. Type till I blister, show a gate with its shape to separate my mental state from the details of design. Glad your mind is doing fine, but the beauty of design is in the eye of the beholder. Scully and Mulder investigate logical deduction and electronically implement of construction to assess its function, and they find it's fine and dandy. Playing Quake, you're doing great, and you compare for equality. You're no less and you're no more, you're exactly the same as me. So my 1CE says truth like it was designed to be. Now I treat it like a building block and use it carefully to build a bigger circuit to perform an NCE. That's so cool what I learned in school. Now I nod it for exclusive. Or you love me, XOR, you love me not. Do you find my sappy song a bore? For my next great beat, I'll meant to take another step of abstraction. I'll design a 1-bit adder with some big time circuit action. Now forget how it works and remember what it does. and build up helpful adder with relative easy nahas. Cause there's a logical explanation in my mind. So sometimes the right four byte words are hard to find. When I look inside my computer brain, it's hard to understand the design. But I'd love to build a computational device to represent thoughts like mine. Your analytical prowess makes me shiver. You've got a CPU right where I've got a liver. Love information and algorithms are abstract and conceptual, but with hardware organization implementation, I want to get physical. Circuit is a circuit, does it? Circuit does one certain thing, but I want to build one flexible circuit that can do most everything. You're every circuit in the world to me, my IBM to see my C3PO. You're my ultimate servant, though. You don't wash windows. Don't be jealous of my transistor radio, just look at what you got. Don't be jealous of my TV or my toaster. You got everything, you can do everything they cannot. Your all-purpose architecture can achieve any algorithm. Your music to my ears, you have me like Al Gore's tipper has him. You can enact my bank transactions and track my traffic violations and play my Frogger game and make my Jurassic movie action. We build a memory circuit so you recall what to do, and furthermore, you also get input what to do it to. The proof is in the pudding and the instructions are in the memory. Memory's dual functionality allows you to be all that you can be. John Stein Neumann stipulated so follow his advice and don't burn disco, and you'll be satisfactory because you don't have to be a star to be in my show. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I'm not Man Wham Bam Ram, don't send me spam, please. Your chainmail, very superstitious, I recall, but thanks for the memories. Each location in memory has a memory address. That address is the number used to find where data rests. All memories created equal, least as William Gates. But Microsoft consumers rank as low as Bill Gates. What do you do with your CPU? You gotta use your noggin when you log in. Use your noodle, paint those doodles, think he's happy, barfig nougat. Instruction is fetched from memory and executed by the processor. A decoder is used to fetch it from RAM with a memory address register. To execute the opcode, a decoder selects the appropriate circuitries. And the algorithmic logic unit uses a multiplexer to set the output ease. To decode a memory address or an opcode, use a decoder from the previous chapter. If you want a date from my transistor sister, you'll just have to ask the ask her. Your clock pulse will coordinate your multitude of actions. Love megahertz real bad, but you can calculate my fractions. Your clock pulse is a million times my heart rate. Flip flop. I'm in an infinite loop of love, and it just won't stop. Cause there's a logical explanation in my mind. So sometimes you write four by words are hard to find. When I look inside my computer brain, it's hard to understand the design. But I'd love to build a computational device to represent thoughts like mine. One more verse. I'm a savage enigma of the emotional human type, but the devil is in your details and your bit is worse than your bite. Your microprocessor is functioning at an optimal level. Your male demon is Unix. It's not a devil. I'll explain that one later. Software's young forever, although I'm growing very old, so I don't want to hand you that old same line of code. You speak the machine language of love, 3 POs, little R2. You're made by an apple. You're clockwork, aren't you? Whatever I tell you to do, I get a no-risk guarantee because you're reliable and quick, although never really happy. There are special circuits designed for each possible encoded instruction. You've got to follow my algorithm paying heed to each condition. I put these instructions in the form of special codes of ones and zeros. The code I know will make you go with the flow, my analytical hero. You're an extension of myself, a fast errorless me to the extreme. You're a magical machine, you give me a license to dream. Your digital design is fine for things that take me too long. But when I plugged you in, I didn't mean to turn you on. The instructions that you follow are small, precise, and simple. This little language made commands like vote, add, compare, and jump of equal. Each machine language instruction causes several things to happen. Like for add, you gotta fetch a value, add it, and then put it back in the memory. This language is not friendly, but can do algorithmic primitives like set, if, and repeat. You can add a number multiple times for multiplication. Hey, that's pretty neat. This language is not friendly, but can do algorithmic... I just said that. But now you know how to manage memory's massive space. The first computer I love had 48K and no lowercase. The past is gonna haunt us, though you've improved over time. Cause next year we're gonna party like it's 1899. But there's a logical explanation in my mind. So sometimes we write four-byte words are hard to find. When I look inside my computer brain, it's hard to understand the design. But I'd love to build a computational device to represent thoughts like mine.